There is little or no fresh water on these islands, but they have a much rarer resource. Giant tortoises can survive without food or water for very long periods. So ships could come here, collect the tortoises, stow them in the hold, and then after weeks at sea, bring one out, butcher it, and have a meal of fresh meat.
Slow, lumbering, and with no way of defending themselves, the tortoises were easy victims. The population was decimated. Between the 16th and 20th centuries, more than 100,000 were taken away and slaughtered. And the ships brought other dangers. Rats. They feasted on the tortoises' eggs. On the island of Pinzon, rats consume nearly every single egg, leaving the tortoise population on the brink of extinction. But another island lost its tortoise population altogether. Pinta, located on the shipping route around the northern fringe of the archipelago, was a favorite stopover for ships and their hungry crews, and the unique Pinta tortoise was presumed extinct by the early 20th century. But in 1972, an amazing discovery was made and filmed. A living male Pinta tortoise was discovered in the undergrowth. He was taken off to a protected enclosure on the main island to live out his days in comfort and safety. Here, he became an international celebrity, and he was given a name to reflect his state. Lonesome George.
He's about 80 years old, and he's getting a bit creaky in his joints, as indeed am I. He is arguably the rarest animal in the world. Certainly, there can be none rarer, for he is the last of his kind. His female died a long, long time ago. When he dies, the Pinta species of Galapagos tortoise will be extinct. But he's a very important animal. Probably more than any other single creature, he's focused the attention of the world on the fragility of our environment, and he's stimulated science to look into whole new areas of research here in the Galapagos.
Just 14 days after we filmed Lonesome, he died in his sleep. But he's not forgotten. Lonesome George's story, like Darwin's fleeting but famous visit 200 years ago, has attracted many visitors to the islands.